but if I've been showing her, yeah, just like how to get the bite and changing gears, I suppose, checking your mirrors.
What about indicators? It looks pretty difficult in this car.
Yeah, well, with there not being any, we can't really do it. But
you could use a hand signal.
Maybe
so. So what puts you off driving then?
The fear of dying having a car crash. I don't like roads. I think cars.
Yeah, you get the fear when you drive, like.
So are you going to learn, do you reckon, or?
No, I'll stick with my pedal bike.
Yeah, she rides a bike, like, she rides a bike everywhere.
What type of bike do you ride?
BMX.
Would you ever actually give her driving lessons? Do you reckon she's really good?
I would give her lessons, like, just in somewhere safe, though. Actually, I don't know. I don't know if I'd trust you, like.
Have you ever been in a car with someone who's, like, a shocking driver and tell me about it?
Squarefest. Oh yeah, well, we, like 2 weeks ago we went to Squarefest in Wales, and the lass that drove me down, Hillary, she was a really bad driver, and I was holding on to the fucking side of the car like all the way down. It's really, really bad. Like she just didn't fucking know what was going on with the motorways and that. Like had no clue. It's bad. She nearly died like 3 times, I'm sure.
Sounds like a bit of a horror story.
It was.
Would you say you're a good driver?
Well, I've only just taken my lessons, but like as far as I know, I'm an all right driver. Like I've only had a few, so as far as driving goes at the minute, it's all right. I'm just teaching Jess what I know, basically.
Talking about like horror and things like that, tell us the scariest thing that's ever happened to you.
I don't know. Like this, pretty like
this the most scariest thing.
I don't know. Yeah, this fucking.
Waking up at a festival with no drink.
Yeah, that was pretty shocking. Oh, actually, fucking going to Tesco and being ID'd, and I had my ID and she didn't, so we got knocked back. That was pretty horrific, like.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, well, it was just because she didn't have her ID, but I mean, she's older than me and I had mine. It was just some like 17-year-old lad, though, that like was just being a dick. It's obviously because he's not here, you know, he works
so
in the local
annoying.
Tesco.
What negotiation did you have to try and get served if you just walk away?
We want to see your manager.
We asked to see the manager and asked to see it written down on the policy and that, like, and they weren't having any of it. Like, they showed with the policy, but it didn't say anything about if like, both people don't have ID. It was just, like, if the person looks under 25 and doesn't have ID, then
how did it make you feel?
I wanted to cry.
I wanted to cry. I wanted to punch the kid in the face and smash
anger.
Tesco's up.
He wanted to smash his testicles up.
No, smash Tesco's.
I thought he said smash his testicles up.
I would have smashed his testicles up.
Cool, guys. Thank you. Can we just take a quick picture?